Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I have Sophia Berry Hill here with me today. I met her, it was a funny story, just by on LinkedIn. And as soon as I saw she was the president of an inspiring midwifery education chapter at her college, I was like, I gotta meet this young lady. I gotta learn her story. So I've really enjoyed chatting with Sophia over the last month and learning about her. And I thought it would be great for any aspiring midwives out there, even though you're not midwifery school yet, or you're not quite practicing, here's some great things already being done in the community. So thank you for being on today, Sophia.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your midwifery journey, like how you knew you wanted to be a midwife, where you're at with things.
Yeah, so I'm currently a junior in college, but when I was a freshman, I was very set on med school track. And thinking back, I definitely lean more towards, oh, I want to be an OBGYN or oh, I want to be a pediatrician, just because I had always felt that calling to really care for women and families. And that's something that I've always been passionate about. But sometime during my freshman year, I was, reevaluating, like, do I actually want to go to med school? Why do I want to be a doctor? And I was volunteering at a pregnancy care center, and I saw this little business card for midwife in town. I was like, oh, aren't those, the hokey kind of weird, home birth people? And I just took a leap of faith and I emailed them and I set up a meeting, and just hearing, yeah, the philosophy of care that they had, and I could see the genuine love and care that they had for their patients and for the families that they were caring for, and also how they acknowledged how birth was not only a physical experience, but also something that was a very powerful emotional and often spiritual experience for so many people, and were really passionate about protecting that space of birth and making it a place of empowerment for women. So after that point, I really was like, okay, like I want to do this. I started researching all of the, watching videos, doing all that stuff, looking at the little infographics that you can see on Pinterest or whatever it was, and just learning more about what they do. And then my sophomore year, I started being a little bit more unsure because no one knew about midwives. No one really, more of my peers really didn't know what the role of a midwife was. So that's what spurred me to start the Midwifery Education Club, because there was another student at my school who wanted to become a nurse midwife, and we really bonded and noticed this, lack of knowledge about midwives and the important work that they do. So we started a club, and it's been really successful, not only with people. Yeah, we've had definitely a few students come to the same, crisis of what do I want to do? And then are pursuing either home birth midwifery certification or nurse midwifery programs after they graduate. But also just encompassing what midwife means, which is with women, and just everything that comes along with that. We've done a lot with supporting. There's a miscarriage care nonprofit in town that we support and do events with. We do, documentary nights, or we recently had six women from the community come and share their birth stories with students. And a lot of them had midwives, but a lot of them had hospital births, or and it was just a wide range of experiences that were just really valuable. And that's not talked a lot about, especially for college students. But for some of the people who want to have families someday, we just think it's so important. Important to have midwifery encompass not only the career aspect of it, but also just the innate, humanity that comes along with it. So,
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
the change, the ripple effect, all I'm thinking in that community you are going to have because of what you created. And I think that's what's inspiring to me is so many people say, I don't know what I can do. I'm not a midwife. I can't catch babies. I can't. I have a busy a young family. I'm like, you could start a club. You could start an awareness. You could start, I mean, you could do anything just to get discussion started. So you did it. I mean, that you've already got a busy college schedule, you're doing an exciting internship this summer with a midwife in Texas. Like, you're setting up so many wonderful things for yourself that I really wanted your perspective of, like, there's opportunities out there. There's ways you can change while you're pursuing school, or it's not right for you to pursue school, but maybe you could help out midwives in other ways. So I think that's amazing. So with your internship this summer, like, how did you determine you wanted to do an internship instead of taking a summer break off? Like, you're still not even in, like, you're in the early, early stages. Like, what made you decide you wanted to do that?
Yeah, definitely. COVID and everything, I had a lot of opportunities. Like, you know, I didn't get to see my nephew being born. I didn't get a chance to, you know, be present at any births because of the regulations. So that was really hard to, you know, be sure in my decision of, oh, I really want to pursue nurse midwifery, while also saying, yeah, I haven't been able to see a birth happen in real life when I'm in there, you know, observing that. So that's definitely something that I wanted to find an internship. And luckily I found a midwife who was willing to take me on and teach me and really, you know, walk me through her experiences. So yeah, that, like, observation of, you know, getting to know a family, having them being comfortable enough to have me in that space at their birth. And, you know, I think that'll really confirm a lot of these things I've already been passionate about and sure of. So, yeah.
Well, I think a big thing to stress, you're going to make a lot of great things happen over the years, just because you apply, you take action. I think that's the part I really like to stress with midwifery business consultation and inspiring midwives, whether they're working already and not happy with their positions and thinking about starting a private practice or thinking about becoming a midwife. There's so much talk, there's so much discussion, but it's that power of the applied action, the power of putting the energy out into the universe, whatever you call it as your direction. We have to present ourselves. If we see opportunities, we want XYZ in our life, we have to take that initiative. So I give you kudos for everything you have going on and being so young and taking advantage of not having a family and all those responsibilities yet. Instead of partying and just traveling the world, you're like, okay, I'm gonna make a smart decision for myself. I'm curious, when you were looking at nurse midwife versus certified professional midwife or a direct entry route, what made the most sense for you and how did you come to that conclusion?
Yeah, it was definitely a hard decision. I had met with both a professional direct entry midwife and a nurse midwife before, you know, really saying I would rather, you know, with my skill set and with what I'm passionate about, I really want to be a nurse midwife. And I honestly was realizing my ideal place to work would be in a birthing center. I know home birth midwives can often work in a birth center, but I wanted to, one, have more of a medical basis, because, like I said, I initially wanted to go to med school. I'm still really passionate about that, like, physical care and knowing the anatomy and the physiology and everything that happens. But I was really passionate about, you know, having options, of course, but also wanting to pursue that birth center care, whether that would be eventually opening my own birth center or working with, you know, a number of midwives. And it also just made more sense, you know, because I do want to have a family someday, just giving me a little bit more, like, flexibility in the future on, maybe not being on call all the time.
There's a balancing act for sure. Yeah, I give kudos to the midwives that do a home birth solo, because you have to have this. I mean, when we pick a profession and a calling where we want to support women around birth, but it's a very unpredictable. I mean, you have a 5-week window, and even if you take one lady or 10 lady, you still are available just as much. You're still, and I don't think people realize that. I always laughed when my mom would ask me when I was on call with my busy practice, so do you have a lady do? And I was like, Mom, I always have a lady do. Like, you know the answer to that question. So but she's trying to make conversation, and you know, it's fun. But I think that's what's really important for you to learn your identity, learn what type of style of practice you're leaning towards, and help determine the educational pathway that makes the most sense. And mm-hmm. if you don't mind, have you, I'm assuming you, because you're such an organized, thorough person, like for nurse midwifery schools, like how are you determining which makes the most sense for you? Because I think that would be great advice for other people that are considering, okay, I've decided on this route of educational pathway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I have done a lot of research on just different programs. So there are about 33 nurse midwifery programs in the country, which is a decent amount, but there are a lot fewer that have a bridge program from an accelerated nursing program, where after that year you take the NCLEX that bridges directly to that MSN program. So I'm applying only to schools with that bridge because I am getting my degree in something else right now for the next year and a half. So I really wanted to find a place where I could take prerequisites and be ready for that application. But I didn't want to, you know, go somewhere for nursing school and then apply to a different MSN. It just made the most sense for me to stay at that school. And hopefully, you know, the plan is to, you know, make relationships with the people in that nursing, the nursing faculty there that will, you know, bridge to that MSN training. So.
Yeah, it does help a lot having the students already established in the undergraduates aspect, the bridge programs to pick, like, especially with schools, it's selective and it's like you got to learn the style and what you're looking for. And so it's very wise of you to pick something that's a bridge that is going to fit both realms for you. Because yeah, you learn the culture, you learn the style, you learn the educational system. Each one is so different how they run things. Sophia, what other great advice or other great things to aspiring midwives, since you are on the earlier stages and you are, you're just getting started, what would you tell other people in thinking about it as well?
Yeah, I definitely experienced some sense of, oh, it's so scary, you know, to put my name out there or like talk to people about midwifery because, you know, I've been, you know, doing a fundraising table for my club and it'll, you know, be parents weekend when everyone is there and they'll like give me weird looks, you know, or things like that. But there's been so many more experiences where I've mentioned to a professor that I wanted to be a midwife and they said, oh my gosh, we had midwives for all three of our kids and they've like meant so much to us and we still like are like keep in touch with them. Or just women coming up to, you know, my table or reaching out to me after seeing like a poster and saying, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like midwives are so awesome. Thank you so much for doing this, you know? And I think that, you know, there will be people supporting you and like excited for the work you do, even though some people might, you know, be a little apprehensive about what you're doing or what you're pursuing. But I think just, you know, changing the narrative and also, realizing that there are people who love and know about midwives in general and don't have a preconception of who they are will really be there for your journey. So there's that aspect of it. And also, just not being afraid to learn more and talk to people, even though it's scary going off of that.
It's out of your comfort zone. I mean, I think it's human nature. You'll realize in time, it doesn't matter if somebody you perceive as very clout and very well experienced or like a celebrity is the way I always called it when I first started talking to these wonderful midwives that could do circles around me. They're still humans. They still make little quirks. They still like, I think it's, we have to get past, everybody has fear. Everybody has emotions. Everybody is in some part of their life in a strength, a challenge, whatever it is, but we're human beings just trying to connect with each other in this crazy COVID virtual world. And I appreciate you coming on with me and kind of stepping out of your comfort zone and being on this recording. And it'll be fun to see the next few years, your journey and your feedback. And hopefully you'll be open during your internship to give us some feedback, how that's going, and some suggestions for maybe other midwifery students thinking about an internship, how you selected and how that process is going, I think would be really helpful.
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, just reaching out to birth centers that, you know, the online world is so helpful in, you know, learning more about, you know, you can read about the team and people and see photos of the birth center and, you know, wherever that is, or read about midwives that are practicing in all different places around the country. So I found that a lot of people were really open to having me on as, you know, a student or shadowing. But it was definitely harder with COVID when people just being hesitant or like, we already have a student, things like that. So I guess not being afraid of going for an opportunity then not having it work out. But just knowing like there'll be something that you can do that is, you know, really valuable for, you know, later aspirations of wanting to be a midwife. And kind of goes into other things. Like I'm hopefully going to get a recommendation letter from the midwife that I'll be interning for this summer, you know, things like that. It all kind of falls into place when you do seek out those opportunities and put yourself out there. While there might be some like hardship and, you know, rejection along the way, I think, yeah, it's been really rewarding for me to have experienced some of that, but also, yeah, just eventually with, you know, having a little bit of grit to like keep going and keep, you know, calling people or, you know, affirming this is what I really want to do and, you know, expressing who I am through that. It has been successful. So.
Well, awesome. Well, I'm excited to watch what you all do. If you're comfortable with it, I would love for you to give like the best contact information, because I think there's going to be other students or people in similar boats that are thinking of starting a club in their area. Would you be open to a good way for them to connect and how you did it in the step-by-step process so that they can, that'd be amazing. You know what I mean? Could we have like the next Ina May 70s hippie conversion of like, let's get more midwives out there by this awareness, this grassroots roots through the colleges with the students that are thinking about becoming midwives. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, well, I think met me on LinkedIn, but if you wanted to put that there or even my email, it's just my name all lowercase at gmail.com.
So your first and last name, Sophia Berryhill. Okay, perfect. I'll put that in the bottom of the description as well, but I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll put the LinkedIn connection. And that's what's so great. I think people don't realize the power of the internet. Like we can meet any midwife or aspiring midwife across the world with a click of connect and send a message. Like I have met almost, I would say probably hundreds of wonderful midwives, wonderful aspiring midwives the last year, just by reaching out and putting my guard down, say, hey, are you open to a conversation? Hey, I know life gets busy, crazy, but it's getting yourself out there. It's finding out needs, finding out opportunities. You saw in your area a need instantly that yes, you can't catch babies yet, but you can make change of empowerment and awareness with consumers. Anybody can do that. Anybody can just take this passion and turn it into an opportunity to change their local community. So kudos to you. Thank you so much for being on with me today, Sophia, and have a good day at class today. Do lots of studying so we can see you as a midwife out there. So
amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good day.